Keep it rolling by Hankook Tires.
Hello and welcome to this episode dedicated to e-mobility and the challenges that come with it. I am Torsten Tromm and today Lukas Melzian is telling us a little bit about the all-new Hankook Tires called Ion. Lukas, can you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Torsten. Yeah, my name is Lukas Melzian. I'm a tire development engineer working at Hankook's Europe Technical Center in Hanover, Germany, and I work there since 2017.
So you are the expert who can answer all my questions.
I hope so. Let's see what you have to offer.
Okay, we will see. About 3 years ago, the trend towards sustainable mobility really hit off. You are part of Hankook's development team. How did you experience this as an insider of the industry?
For me, this new trend was not such a big surprise, I would say. So Hankook is a big company that is committed to environmental friendly mobility since a long time. So as other companies, also Hankook tries to become CO2 neutral in the future. And I think already since 2008 and onwards, we were working on more eco-friendly ingredients. We always try to improve the roading resistance of our tires to be more sustainable. And also in 2009, we already worked on the first prototype for electric vehicle tires. So it's not in the last 3 years for us that this topic came up. As a tire development company, we are involved in the development of electric vehicles from the beginning. So directly from the start, we also developed the tires for many electric vehicles like the Porsche Taycan, many VW group models like the ID4 or ID Buzz for Tesla and many more. Yeah, as a result of all the experience we could get in the past and our commitment to the sustainability, we have now the Hankook Ion.
What are the current challenges of the e-mobility market and how is Hankook as a tire maker affected?
One big topic for sure is infrastructure. Charging your car is not easy and fast as we used to from our combustion engines. Yeah. Related to this, of course, all the battery capacity plays a major role. So you want a higher battery capacity to think less about the charging. So you don't want to drive and think, oh, when do I have to charge it? Where can I charge my battery? How long will it take?
And is it possible?
Yes. And as a tire manufacturer, we can support to increase the battery capacity. So when our tires have better rolling resistance and also an aerodynamic optimized tire profile, less energy is consumed when driving. And related to this, the battery range will increase.
Okay. With electric cars, as you did, everyone talks about range because the charging infrastructure is often not as it should be. Everybody wants to have the longest possible range, but the car manufacturers would then have to build even bigger batteries into the car, which make them even heavier again. That shows me how important a tire is that has a low rolling resistance.
What you just mentioned is one of the challenges when developing tires for electric vehicles. So you always have to find a good balance. You want a tire with low rolling resistance that is low weight, but now also the car load is increasing. So we have to make our tires stable to carry this additional load from battery. So it's always finding a good balance between a stable tire, but a good rolling resistance tire.
Tires, as you said, are an essential part of the car. Let's talk about the Ion. I know that this is the first Hankook tire line specially designed for electric cars. Why is that necessary and what is so special about it?
I think there are some items that make our electric vehicle tires special compared to conventional tires. About two things we already talked. One thing is the low rolling resistance we want to have. So with new tread compounds and modern mixing processes, we can improve the rolling resistance of our tires. The other thing is the increased load of the car. And with this, tires have to be more stable to carry this load. Additionally, electric engines have also a much lower noise level compared to combustion engines. So in the past, the combustion engine was the main thing you could hear while driving. And now this noise is gone and now the tire itself gets more into the focus. We have, for example, the Hankook sound absorber technology we use. We also optimized our tire pattern that we can get much lower our noises with our tire. Last but not least, electric engines also have really high torques when accelerating. So there are much stronger forces arriving at the tire. This could cause massive tire wear, for example. So also this has to be considered. So also we have to design our tires that is resistant to these high torques.
Lucas, please tell us, what were the biggest challenges during the development?
As always in tire development, you have tire characteristics that contradict each other. Like mm-hmm. The most famous is the rolling resistance, wet grip and wear. When you try to improve the rolling resistance, you get worse wet grip. It's always a challenge to find a good balance between these characteristics. But I think for our electric vehicle tires, the biggest challenge was to combine all the new requirements we get with the electric vehicles with the old requirements, the standard requirements of a tire. So the tire always should be 100% safe, mm-hmm. should have a good braking performance, a good handling performance. And now we have these new requirements I already mentioned with the low rolling resistance, the noise level and so on. Yeah, this had to be combined in one tire. And I think this was the biggest challenge. But in the end, we made it. And I think our ion tire is the best possible outcome.
So I must ask for the secret. You told about rolling resistance and good wet grip that they don't actually work together. So how did you manage that? Or is it top secret?
For sure, I can't give you the recipe of our compounds. But in general, it's always, as I said, a balancing thing. You always have to balance both items. So mm-hmm. you could make a tire with really, really good rolling resistance. But on the other hand, it will have poor wet grip. And the other way around, you can have really, really good wet grip, but bad rolling resistance. Yeah. And you always have to balance both, that in the end, you have a tire where both rolling resistance and wet grip are on an acceptable level and that meet our expectations.
Okay, I will ask next time for the secret. At Hankook, ION doesn't just stand for a single tire for electric cars. ION is a whole family of tires, right?
Yes, right. So we have the Hankook ION EVO. This is our summer tire. We have mm-hmm. Hankook ION Winter. This is obviously our winter tire. For the US market, we have an all-season tire called ION EVO All-Season. Of course, all these tires are also available as an SUV version. So many electric cars are SUVs right now. So we also need SUV versions of the tire. Mm-hmm. And also for the motorsports, we have now the Hankook ION Race Formula E tire.
And the Formula E start in the year 2023 just on Hankook tires.
Yes, right.
You mentioned that Hankook ION Winter. This is a winter tire, as we said. Some time ago, you explained me what you have to consider when you develop a winter tire for cars with combustion engines. Now there are also special features for electric cars. Was the development of the ION Winter a very special challenge?
Developing good winter tires is always a challenge because you have the additional winter requirements. Additionally, now your tire also have to work on snowy roads. You have wet roads. The rubber has to remain flexible during cold temperatures to guarantee good and safe braking performance. And developing a winter tire is always more challenging. And also now combined with the requirements of an electric vehicle, the winter tire was a special challenge. Yes.
Okay. Do I, as an ordinary driver, actually feel a difference in the driving behavior regarding the tire compared to a petrol or diesel car? Or is this know-how necessary so that the customer doesn't notice any difference to cars he drove before?
So our target for our EV tires was to keep the same performance as our regular tires without any sacrifices. You shouldn't feel any difference related to the comfort, the handling performance, and so on. What you will notice for sure is the reduced noise level. So our ION tires will be quieter.
Okay. Can you tell us for which cars we can get the ION EVO and even the ION Winter?
Our ION line starts from 18-inch. And mm-hmm. it goes up to 22-inch. We cover a broad range of electric vehicles. You can go on our website, hankooktire.com. There you can find which tire is fitting the best for your car.
Okay. Lucas, thank you for telling us some secrets about the new Hankook ION tires. Last words belong to you.
Thank you, Thorsten, for having me. Maybe I can give one advice at the end. So please remember, the tire is the only connection between your car and the road. So you should select your tires really very, very carefully and also check them regularly. In critical situations, it can save lives. Thank you.
So thank you.
Keep it rolling by Hankook Tires.